Live. You're invited to bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie's here, courtesy of ALPShow.com. We have the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people.
This is an important list.
It does seem to be an important list. I mean, certainly many people have heard of the book by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Right.
Is this a spinoff of that?
I would say it's definitely influenced by that, absolutely.
And I would recommend that anybody, first off, I would recommend that book to anybody, but there are sort of synopsi of that book on the internet, mm-hmm. and I would recommend those too. These are valuable things to know, and they were valuable close to 100 years ago, and they're valuable now.
It's an old book, but yeah, very good information. The story is from Inc.com, INC.com, as in incorporated. Smallbusiness.yahoo.com's Jeff Hayden writes, "Want to win friends and influence people? Here are 10 things that will ensure you won't. Number one, you thoughtlessly waste other people's time. Every time you're late to an appointment or a meeting, that says that your time is more important than the others."
Being on time for meetings is a big deal. Also, not mentioning that you're not on time. I would
not telling the person, like, if you're running late, to not inform them. Yeah, right. That's a bad thing.
I believe that there should be a 5-minute grace period. I don't want to be informed that you're going to be 3 minutes late.
Right. I tend to agree with that, and I figure that, you know, people's clocks and watches and things like that sometimes are set slightly differently. So
traffic. You know, a variety
of things. You can pull that off, but yeah, I tend to agree. If you're going to be more than 5 minutes late, call.
Right,
and just let the person know.
You know, in this world of cell phones, it's not that big of a deal to call or send a text.
There's no reason why you couldn't.
If you're on the road, use a hands-free device and make a telephone call. If you are, if you're not, maybe you're, passenger or something like that, you can send a text. But that's the best thing to do in that circumstance. Yeah, I mean, you've got to respect other people's time. I know you're running late, but if you're running late as a lifestyle, that's a problem that you've got. And people, your income is going to suffer because of it.
That's true. I mean, I think that it definitely, when someone shows up on time for things consistently, then it's just kind of reassuring to others, like, oh, I know that they'll be there. It's just one person to not have to worry about. And you get invited to more stuff if you show up on time. If it's the kind of thing where if you don't show up there, it holds the production up.
Well, even if it's not that, I still think it's important to be punctual if you possibly can. I mean, we have regular meetings here in the Keene area that are supposed to start at 6 o'clock, but half the people don't show up until 6:20. So a lot of people are not so good at showing up places on time when it's important to be punctual at a public meeting. If you, for instance, like our Bitcoin meetup.
Well, you don't want to have to repeat the things that have been said if the presentation's going on.
Well, if there's going to be a presentation, for sure. But this is like just a social meeting in general. So, yeah, you could argue it's just a social meeting, so it's not that important to show up. But what about the person who's showing up for the first time? They're likely to be on time. Somebody who hears, for instance, that like, oh, the Bitcoin meetup in Keene is at 5:30, and then they show up and there's one person there, that's not going to be good.
Well, see, that's the problem with recurring events where people constantly show up late, is because when you're that person who shows up on time and you're the first person there, it's uncomfortable, so you know next time to be late.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that people are uncomfortable being first, so there's this self-perpetuating issue where people start showing up later and later.
That's why parties tend to run way later. Like, if a party starts at 7, a lot of, like,
it's not started until 9.
I'm not really going to show up at least until after 8, because I don't want to be part of that awkward early shower-uppers group.
See, I'm going to likely show up beforehand, early, and then leave early, because I don't really particularly want to be there when the action's really going down. I'd rather have made my appearance and say, see ya.
See, what makes me want to show up on time for something business-related is because it's the same reason why I want to show up later to a party, is that I want to, like, blend in. So if you're showing up later at a party, then everyone's already there. People don't necessarily notice you coming in. But if you're going to, like, a business meeting and you're late, then everyone notices you. Everyone's looking at you coming in.
Yeah, that's a good point. It does depend on the situation. And certainly if you are expected to be somewhere at a certain time, you really should be there on time. Also, they give a couple other examples here. Every time you wait until the grocery clerk finishes ringing you up to search for your debit card, says you couldn't care less if others have to wait unnecessarily.
That sounds like somebody's grinding an axe there. What does that have to do with winning friends and influencing people? You're likely to have a business client behind you in
you
the express
know,
line.
Mark.
It's quite
know.
Possible, but I mean...
Small town, you may very well.
Not a... Yeah, I get it, but let's not use our list on how to win friends and influence people to grind our personal axes.
No, this is a 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people.
Well, you're certainly going to irritate somebody, especially the author of this article.
Every time you can take 3 minutes to fill your oversized water bottle while a line stacks up behind you says you're in your own little world and your
Which
world.
Which line are we talking about?
I'm not sure what he means by that.
Oh, good Lord. This person is, I can tell you how to irritate this talk show host. Write an article about all your pet peeves.
Small, irritating things, but basically no big deal? Wrong. People who don't notice the small ways they inconvenience others tend to be oblivious when they do it in a major way. How you treat people when it doesn't really matter, especially when you're a leader, says everything about you. Act like the people around you have more urgent needs than yours, and you will never go wrong, and you will definitely be liked.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that statement in and of itself, but I... You know, I mean,
that's why I'll get into a line if I'm at the grocery store and they don't have a bagger, I'll start bagging just because I don't want to have that clerk have to do that extra work, especially if there are people behind me in line. So I'm more than happy to help expedite. No problem at all. Let's continue here. Number two. Oh, actually, Helen's with us in New York. Helen, listening to WNYY. Hello there.
Oh, hi. Good evening. I just wanted to bring a point up because there's this guy, if you remember him, Bill Clinton. Remember this guy?
I remember Bubba, yes.
Okay. And he seems to be going out, pressing the flesh, and doing a lot of things to promote Democrats right now and stuff. So he's still a pretty popular guy. But he was notorious during his entire presidency for being late for everything.
Really?
Is that so?
You
know? You know, another thing about him, by the way, I think that I really feel like Barack Obama's campaign was pushed over the top when Bill Clinton spoke for him. So, you know, I think that he's still quite influential. But
Barack Obama is on time for things, though.
Well, indeed. But, you know, I think that Bill Clinton, to some extent, has the superpower where he can sort of look people in the eye and... you know, really get into their world. And I think that he'd be more powerful if he was on time for things. But, you know, because he's able to do that, he gets away with a lot.
It's kind of comforting to be around, in a way, if someone is not always on time. You know when you're around that person that always is on top of everything and it's a little intimidating because you feel like you're never going to be as with it as that person.
There are
and
those
then
people.
When you're around someone and they just seem to have a more casual attitude about things, it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, right. Well, I couldn't be this bad.
Right.
I think it is respectful and polite to be on time. You're respecting the other person. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want that person to like you, showing them some respect can go a long way. Helen, thanks for sharing that little tidbit with us. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Number two on the list of the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people is you ignore people outside of your level. There's an older guy at the gym that easily weighs 350 pounds and understandably struggles on the aerobic and weight equipment. Hats off. He's in there trying. Yet nobody talks to him or even seems to notice him. It's like he's invisible. Why? He doesn't fit in. We all do it. When we visit a company, when we talk to the people that we're supposed to talk to. When we attend a civic event, we talk to the people we're supposed to talk to. We breeze right by the technicians and talk to the guy who booked us to speak, even though the techs are the ones who make us look good and sound good on stage.
Boy, you didn't make that mistake out of Bitcoin 2013, did you? You were, you know, talking to the techs and so really working things out. I try very hard not to be this guy. You know, one thing that people are always expecting is that talent is going to be, you know, difficult to deal with and stuff, and I don't want to treat people this way.
All right, we're going to come back with more on this one and We'll get Allie's thoughts and yours as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
There's something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show. And username lrn.fm. Tonight with you, Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the site for free.
So, Bitcoins have been all over the news, and you're probably wondering how to go about getting some Bitcoins. Cashintocoins.com is the place to go to do that. They make it really easy for you there. Their instructions are clear. Their system is easy, safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. You know, Bitcoin prices have been kind of on a little bumpy ride recently. They were as low as 320. They're up to, I think, 510 or something today. I see 498 at this moment in time. And people have asked me, when's the next big run going to be in Bitcoins? And I've got an answer. I think that's when people who have Bitcoins begin using them as a currency.
Hmm.
If you want Bitcoins to go up in value, you have to use the Bitcoins you have to buy things at merchants, because other merchants aren't going to begin accepting them. There's not going to be the really run until people are using them. I use them. And one of the ways that I, you know, it's not that I don't want to hold Bitcoins. You can hold Bitcoins and still use them by buying Bitcoins through cashintocoins.com or whatever method you use. I like
Cash into Coins. I would recommend that. I mean, yep. That's the easiest way I've ever found to do it.
Right. Well, cashintocoins.com certainly makes it easy, especially if you orders under $40 have no fee. And they also, you know, allow you to give a certain amount of your fee to charities. So it's a great system for getting Bitcoins, but you need to be using your Bitcoins. It's a currency, not some kind of commodity that you buy and hold, because it's not going to go up in value if it's not used. If it's not used for what it's used for, it doesn't have any value. Commodities like gold or pork bellies or orange juice are not of any. Orange juice isn't any good unless somebody drinks it. Pork bellies aren't any good unless somebody eats bacon. And Bitcoins aren't any good unless you spend your Bitcoins at merchants online and in your community.
So go and get your Bitcoins from cashintocoins.com.
By the way, big news coming from cashintocoins.com in the near future.
All right, looking forward to bringing that to you. We're talking about the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people from inc.com and Yahoo Small Business. We're on way number two, which is to ignore people outside your level. And he gives examples of how you talk to the people you're supposed to talk to. You breeze by the technicians or the guy who booked you to speak, even though the techs are the ones who make us look and sound good on stage. Here's an easy rule of thumb. Nod whenever you make eye contact. Now, a lot of guys are familiar with this, but I'm wondering, Allie, does the nod exist with women? Like, it's kind of a, it's always seemed like a guy thing to me, where you're walking down the street as a guy and you make eye contact with another guy and you give him that nod.
Are you talking about the chin up thing?
Chin down, right?
Chin up or down. I don't know if it's an up or down thing. I just, you know, like
a single motion.
It's definitely a down thing with guys. I thought, like, you nod down.
I've never noticed.
If you nod up, that seems a little bit like we know something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's a guy greeting of some sort. It's an acknowledgement.
I think a nod includes more than I'm not talking about the chin bump thing. I'm talking about a nod's more than one head motion to me.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong.
I don't know
if
you're right about that. But does something like that exist? I don't know how familiar you are with it, being that you're not a guy.
I guess between girls, I don't really know anything of like that. But say there's
no universal like acknowledgement of I've acknowledged you.
I don't think so.
You're another woman.
I've never nodded at another woman. I've nodded at like guys before, like for some reason, because I know that's how they communicate and I'm trying to like communicate with them in a way they understand. But with girls, I just don't even know what to do, honestly. I just try to I don't know. I think it's more like you would say, I'm used to saying hello to people if I want to acknowledge them. And, you know, I just try to seem approachable. But other than that, I don't really have like a go-to. It seems like a nod is so simple that I wish I could just do that with everyone.
Okay, I didn't think it existed, and I figured that you would know. And it sounds like such a thing does not exist.
If someone is looking at me and I make eye contact with them too, then I guess like a nod is an okay response.
Saying hello is better.
A wave.
I think speaking to the person is a better thing to do. Like, oh, good morning, or something like that. But there is that sort of silent nod that is definitely seems to be a guy thing.
Well, I when I think about speaking to someone, I'm always thinking about people on the street, and I've found over time that there isn't a lot of payoff to saying hi to people on the street. You know what I mean?
No, but it's friendly.
It's friendly, but there's not a lot of payoff. The point I'm trying to make is
I think the payoff is long term. I think that people saying hello to each other on the street makes for a friendlier place to live.
So overall, you're trying to propagate people saying hello, and I get that. But when what you're doing is intending, you're sacrificing when what you're doing today sort of
it's not a sacrifice to say hello to somebody as you pass.
Could you let me make a statement before you just
please
rebut it? I haven't even made the statement as to why. The fact is when you say hello to people, you're more likely to get panhandled, and you're more likely to
never happened.
It's never happened?
No, all the time. Not in New Hampshire, at least. All the times I've ever said hello to somebody, they just return the greeting.
I don't think I've been panhandled in New Hampshire at all, but I certainly have been panhandled in Vermont, and I believe you were there. The other thing you get is just sometimes people don't say anything, or you can't hear them. You don't know whether they said anything. So you have this kind of, I just said hello and the other person didn't thing, which is
whatever.
You know,
get over it.
It's not a very why should I give it over?
Well,
get over it. Why should I say hello?
Then just be rude if you want.
I'm not being rude.
I can relate to the people who get frustrated by others not saying hello or waving, because it's like people act like social interaction is so taxing on them, as if, you know, saying hello to them is this big inconvenience, or asking them a question. Some people just act like, why are you holding me up? And I understand if you're you can tell when someone's in a rush. You don't, you know, hopefully you have some social graces about you to know not to make them feel uncomfortable mm-hmm. about blowing you off. You don't want that scenario. But when people just seem put off by someone doing a friendly gesture, because not responding is basically a diss. Like, as far as I'm concerned,
or
if I say hello
to you,
might not
have heard. You know, they might have had a headphone.
It happens.
Something like
that's happened to me before. I've said hello to someone and they were deaf, and I thought that they were just being a jerk.
I don't want to jump to a conclusion as to why a person won't return that, but certainly you could think to yourself, oh, well, that person is not having a good day today, and you just move on with yourself. John is in Minnesota.
It takes effort to not say hello. It's just like the automatic response is to be like, oh, hi. But if you specifically don't say hello, it seems
purposeful.
Some people
are grumpy. Yeah, they are grumpy people out there.
Jerks.
And that's fine. Anyway, John, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, say you're walking down the street and you're talking to somebody on the phone, and you make eye contact with another man or woman. We used to do this in the 40s, 50s, and I still do it. And so you're walking down the street, and you're busy, they're busy, you make eye contact, you just bend your head down a little bit and smile or whatever and keep on walking. Because you can't stop your conversation. You can't take anything out of your hands to say hello and all that, you know, to wave at them or anything. You just nod your head.
Were you talking on the cell phone in the 40s?
hey, you know, I was going to buy one in the 60s for a car.
They existed in the 60s.
John, thanks for your call tonight, sir. I appreciate
you. The phone cost more than the car did in the city.
I believe it sure did. Thank you, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on, acknowledging people in real life, and more coming up.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people, and we're going to continue that list here in a moment. But I'm excited to announce a contest that's actually happening between Free Talk Live and copblock.org.
Ooh, I love to compete.
Yep, as well as it's actually Checkpoint USA is involved in helping us with this as well. In fact, Checkpoint USA has purchased the prizes for the contest, which are Pivot Head sunglasses. I have to say, I'm pretty excited about getting my hands on a pair of these things. I'd seen them used in some of the YouTube pranksters videos where they've got these sunglasses that they'll wear while they're doing a prank, and it takes really good, you know, HD quality video. And, you know, when you first look at the sunglasses, you glance at them, you can't tell they're a video device. So this is the prize that is up for grabs for what is being called this year. And there was a there was a situation like this last year. It focused only on Checkpoint videos. This year, the video contest is called Accountability Through Transparency. And you can go to copblock.org/pivothead to get details on how to enter the contest. But basically, you have to document with a video camera a police employee exhibiting double standards or the standards that we expect them to live up to. So somebody that's, you know, a police officer that's blowing it, they're not doing their job, they're screwing it up, you know, get some good footage of that and you can submit that. There's details on how to submit it. You can do it between now and toward the end of May, May 23rd. Midnight on May 23rd will be the end of this contest. You've got plenty of time to get out there and get the footage and get it turned in, and we'll be judging this contest. Myself, Pete Ayer, and Terry from from Checkpoint USA will be the judges of the contest, and you could win a pair of Pivot Head sunglasses. So very excited about that. Again, copblock.org/pivothead. The contest is on for the next about a month. So get your entries in. We're going to continue with the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people. But first, Nathan is in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm really glad you brought up this topic because I've felt self-conscious in the past about giving the nod, and I'm glad that it's a legitimate practice.
I'm not really sure where you learn it exactly. It wasn't like somebody ever explained, you know, when you're passing by another male and you don't have time or the interest to talk to the person, you just go ahead and give them a nod. Just one nod. That's what it is, basically.
Well, but, how does any social convention occur?
Just gets used,
right,
I guess.
You know, I mean, you're moving your head up and down means yes. Moving your head side to side means no, unless it doesn't mean that in the culture that you're in. I mean, yeah. So it's just a cultural phenomena.
I think a lot of those are kind of decentralized things you just kind of learn spontaneously. And if you don't, someone will get offended and explain it to you. But that's not actually what I wanted to call about. You mentioned Talkers Magazine, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I found this interesting video on YouTube from 2007 by a certain Holland Cook, and in it a certain Ian B. Freeman appears and talks about a wiki.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And is there a wiki? I didn't know there was a wiki. Can you...
was at one time a Free Talk Live wiki, and yeah. It has since been taken offline.
It was really a cuss fest of graffiti and nonsense. nobody had really any interest in maintaining
it. Just wasn't being used. I mean, it did for a while. Like,
yeah.
It had some attention.
When wikis were wikis, right. It was
People
exciting.
People were all over it, and there were a lot of articles there. A lot of stuff was contributed to it, but ultimately it never really, it petered out yeah. over time.
It was exciting when it was exciting, and it's not now.
And unlike a message board, when a wiki becomes disused, it just looks disused. And the message board, at the very least, the older topics kind of float downwards over time. With a wiki, if there's a page that's just not been taken care of, it just looks bad. We know the Free Talk Live BBS, for instance, is not near as popular as it used to be. But because it
used
does,
to be more popular than freetalklive.com, the page.
But because it does get used to a small extent, it at least has fresh topics. Those fresh topics are at the top of every message board that are in there. And so it looks still like it has some life in it, whereas the wiki, it was definitely dead. There were maybe two or three people that would do any level of maintaining in it. And so what we actually did was I think we zipped it up and took all the content from it and put it on a post on the Free Talk Live BBS. So if you go to bbs.freetalklive.com and search for wiki, you may be able to actually find the thread where the zip file with all the old wiki stuff is available. So in theory, if somebody had really cared about the Free Talk Live wiki, and by all evidence they didn't, but if somebody really did care about the Free Talk Live wiki and wanted to, say, download that zip and launch their own version, they certainly could do so.
Well, to me, a wiki, I kind of think Wikipedia, I kind of think people, collaboratively updating information. I don't really think news or discussion. So
no, that's exactly what a wiki is, and it wasn't being very collaborative over time.
I guess you could have stuff about how to tape the police or how to install those freedom cams.
Well, there's Liberty wikis out there, too. How popular they are, I don't know. And whether or not we would want to duplicate an unpopular idea is...
we'll take another unpopular idea and duplicate it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. But I hope that answers your question, Nathan. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue on the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people. Number three. You ask for too much. A guy you don't know asks you for a favor, a big, time-consuming favor. You politely decline. He asks again. You decline again. He then whips out the need card, but it's really important to me. You have to. I really need it. Well, maybe you do, in fact, really need it, but your friends are your your needs are your problem. The world doesn't owe you anything. You aren't entitled to advice or mentoring or success. The only thing you're entitled to is what you earn. People tend to help people who first help themselves, and people tend to help people who first help them. And people definitely befriend people who look out for other people first, because we all want more of those people in our lives.
You know, this is true. I had someone message me on Facebook recently, someone who I don't really know very well, and they just came out right out of the gate saying, I need you to do me a favor. Hmm. And I wanted to write back saying, like, not that I'm under any obligation to do you a favor, but I'm curious to know what it is you're going to ask. But then I was like, no, because then it's going to make me, like, I just don't know who goes out and says, I need you to do me a favor to someone they don't know. No.
And this is a tie-down technique to get you to you know, this sort of short leading question or whatever to get you to respond, to pique your curiosity. Once you then respond, then you're that much more obligated to whatever this favor is that you probably weren't going to do in the first place, that was an intrusion upon your time. This asking for mentors. Now, having a mentor is extraordinarily valuable. We're taught to do this in business all the time, and I think it's great, but to some extent it has to be organic. Mm-hmm. The, you don't just go up to somebody or send them an email or whatever and contact them and say, hey, I want you to be my mentor. You really sort of need to have some kind of contact before that. And it's not easy. It's not the kind of thing that somebody, I mean, it's a very touchy situation. I mean, if you're asking somebody to mentor you, you're asking for a lot of their time, their energy, their emotional attachment, and it's not just this, hey, I'll just ask 10 successful people if they'll be my mentor, and one of them is bound to say yes. I think it's a terrible way to, it's like standing outside the grocery store and asking attractive women if they want to be your girlfriend.
I've had people contact me who I never had heard of before and ask me questions about, say, most frequently about getting started in radio syndication and how to syndicate a radio show.
That's an interview, and it's a slightly different thing.
Well, it was a personal thing. They weren't
personal
interviewing
interview
for an article or anything like that.
I know, but they're asking you for advice on a particular topic.
Well,
that's
right.
Not
so
mentoring.
I understand what you're saying. Mentoring is like this thing that goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I was more than happy to give that a person who I'd never talked to before or knew anything about some of my time. And
it gives you a great opportunity to write an article, because if they're asking, then other people are asking too.
I didn't write an article about it, but I just gave that person information, and it didn't really bother me. But it certainly helps if the person would say, oh, such and such told me I could give you a call. You know, it's easier to kind of grease the wheels a little bit with an approach like that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people coming up here in moments. You can chime in and bring whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for your call and thoughts. If you dial now, toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're continuing with the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people. Also want to invite you to help Free Talk Live out by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's actually about 7-8% in most categories on Amazon. Electronics is only about 4%. But still, that's, you know, money that would otherwise be going to Amazon that we're going to get when you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. So thank you for doing that. It makes a big difference for us. And it's the same great prices and same huge selection that you're used to that you're helping us with. And so we really appreciate it. Shop.freetalklive.com. Back to the list here from INC.com and Small Business Yahoo. You ignore people in genuine need. This is the 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people. At the same time, some people aren't in a position to help themselves. They need a hand, a few dollars, some decent food, a warm coat. Though I don't necessarily believe in karma, I do believe good things always come back to you in the form of feeling good about yourself. And that's the reason enough to help people who find themselves on the downside of advantage. I mean, who can argue with helping people out? That's always.
I feel compelled to do that kind of thing. Like, I feel as if people who see someone in a dire situation who don't help, it's just like not, must not be in them, because I think that that's just, it's just a natural reaction. At least for me, when I see someone in need, like, I want to help them
to make it
better. You
wouldn't
want to
be in their position, right? You wouldn't want to be in their shoes. And if you were in their shoes, you'd want someone to, you know, give you a hand up.
Right. It doesn't require any, like, I don't have to be religious or think that I'm going to get kudos from someone to do it. I just feel compelled to do it.
And that's one of the reasons I did this the St. Jude thing that we're doing here on the show.
Yes. Where mention that again.
Yeah, where what I'm doing is I'm giving $10 to St. Jude's St. Jude Children's Research Hospital mm-hmm. for every person that signs up for the Free State Project until the end of April. And some other people have sort of signed up with me. I think it's going to something like $40.
I threw in $10. There's another gentleman who's a listener of the program, Michael, who threw in $10. So we got $30 going to St. Jude for every signer to the Free State Project. And another $10 was donated to the Heifer organization.
Heifer, yeah, the Heifer International, I think is what it's called.
And what number was it that we started at, by the way, Mark? With the
15,588.
15,588 is now 15,614.
So they've said that signups have been brisk, but not not stellar. It's not like Ron Paul went on John Stossel and endorsed the Free State Project or anything.
If he
like
happened
that.
To do that within the next week, we would be on the hook to pay for every one of those signups.
Right, but the reason that I signed up, and I'm sure that I could get. I'm going to try my very best. It'd take me some time to pay that off to St. Jude, but I would. And the reason I did that was because I felt a lot of gratitude about how my son's been healthy and smart and, you know, just all the things that I think are great about him and every parent thinks is great about their kid. And these other kids, they've got cancer and their families have so much trouble. And I'm like, I'd like to help those people because St. Jude makes it so that you don't have to pay. The parent doesn't have to pay for this hospitalization. Nobody does. It's a children's research hospital. It's completely charitably funded. And there's research that comes out of there that helps everybody. So, you know.
So you can get $30 sent into St. Jude,
yep.
$10 to Heifer for simply going and signing up for the Free State Project, which you've been thinking about doing anyway. So why not do it tonight at freestateproject.org?
And if you're a signer already, now's the opportunity to get family and friends. There have been multiple people that have just talked to, you know, the significant other. Now's the time with the significant other the parents or whatever. You know, have a conversation with them about it and see how that is going to work out.
Let's go to the phones. Amos in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hey, Amos.
Yeah, I just was going to talk about this nodding business.
Yes, sir.
I just have noticed even on television, especially some of the news shows, when they'll introduce somebody like a talking head on there, a lot of times they will, especially if it's a man, they'll nod down. Sometimes a woman will do it.
I've noticed that, too.
They'll nod down, and I've done it for years, just even to people in other cars sometimes, and I've done it sometimes to women.
Yep.
When I was in college.
Do you get it back from the woman?
No, never. But somebody will say hi, you know, that kind of thing.
I do it back because I don't know. I like just mirror whatever is around me in order to be more liked.
Interesting. All right, yeah. Amos.
I just, in some places, you do, it kind of depends where you are. You have to sometimes avoid contact. If you're trying to avoid panhandlers and people like that, you can't get too friendly. But I try to nod to everybody. And even when I was in college, we would just, I know, we started a habit just saying howdy to people, you know, and you kind of nod yourself. It's kind of a Western country type expression. And we would do that somewhat.
I find howdy to be pretty disarming. You know, people aren't, they're not put off by it. It's, people who say howdy aren't dangerous.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's right. Just it's kind of more of a Western thing. Now, like here in Charleston, there's one section of town that the people, the real snooty section of town, they absolutely will not. They try to avoid eye contact with anybody that's not their own. But elsewhere in West Virginia, people are, very friendly. And I just wanted to say there was one college down south, and it may have been in Texas A&M or someplace else. They actually, I don't know, they didn't require it, but they really impressed upon the students. They expected all the students to say hello to each other when they passed.
Amos, thank you for your observations tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Number five.
That's probably a good way to prevent bullying, by the way.
10 ways to irritate people and lose friends. Number five, you ask a question so that you can talk. A guy at lunch asks, hey, do you think social media marketing is effective? Well, you answer, I think under the right circumstances. Wrong, he interrupts. I've never seen an ROI. I've never seen a bump in direct sales. Plus, awareness is not even measurable or even an important goal. And he drones on while you desperately try to escape.
It was a trap.
Yeah.
Don't shoehorn.
It's a trap!
In your opinions under false pretenses, only ask a question if you genuinely want to know the answer. And when you do speak again, ask a follow-up question that helps you better understand the other person's point of view.
I like to ask questions to sort of interview people. I don't get out that much, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And there are questions I have. You have valuable information in your brain that I'd like to know the answers to.
Sometimes I'll be accused of interrogating somebody, though, when I do this.
I get it, and I mean, you know, that's whatever. The best thing you can do at that point is, you know, while they're answering, is look them in the eye and smile. It doesn't seem, it makes it so that you don't seem quite so, I don't know, detached.
It's certainly a fact, as he points out here, that people like people who are genuinely interested in them and not in themselves. It's an old sales adage, isn't it, Mark, that he who does the most talking is losing? I mean, not that there's a winner or a loser necessarily, but the idea of a salesman is you want to get the sale, and if you're talking too much, you're going to lose the sale. If the client is doing more of the talking, you're more likely to get the sale.
Well, I think that comes at a certain point in the sales process. If, the idea is when you give the presentation to the client or you tell them what the pricing is going to be, that's when you shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly you want the client to feel like they've been involved in the conversation, but sales is education. In its, you know, sales in its best form is education. Anything else is just a bunch of hooey. But to educate, you do have to you have to talk.
Number six, you pull a, do you know who I am? Okay, so maybe they don't take it to the Reese Witherspoon level, but many people whip out some form of the "I'm too important for this" card. Maybe the line
is Reese Witherspoon. Has
I don't
to
know.
Do
he links
with.
To it some sort of movie. Okay. Anyway, maybe the line is too long, or the service isn't sufficiently personal, or they aren't shown their deserved level of respect. Say you really are somebody. People always like you better when you don't act like you know you're somebody.
Indeed, you know, there's still stories told about Frank Sinatra leaving generous tips for servers.
Mm.
Now, I mean, you know, generous tip means whatever generous tip means to you. But this is a person who, you know, is if you're kind to people, be kind to people no matter who you are. You know, big people are kind to others. Little people are mean.
I don't know who said this, but I wish I could recall so I could give the person appropriate credit. But the person said they take, whenever they meet somebody new, some business or potential business partner or whoever, they take them out to dinner to see how they'll treat the help and see how they'll treat the server. And if the person is rude to the server, if the person doesn't tip well, then that's an indicator that this is not somebody that you want to get into, whatever agreement or organization. Or this person doesn't know how to handle people. They don't know how to respect people. They look down their nose at people they consider to be beneath them. I thought that was a really great indicator.
Yeah, I think that's I agree
smart.
With that. And
I like that, too.
It has worked in my life.
Maybe only because I've been a server, so I think it's just good to be nice to servers.
It's good to be nice to anybody, whether they're checking
heaven, and some servers are bad.
Maybe it does.
Whether it's servers or checking out the grocery store, it's good to be nice to folks all over the place. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.